truly the discovery was indeed the greatest discovery of the gospel of the Lord, the good news of salvation. What our Lord had accomplished, as it were, single-handed for our sake. He who was without sin assumed as well the consequences of our sin and beat the devil at his own games. Our Lord died, yes, and as he told everyone, but they refused to listen to him, 3 days, and he would be back in life in a final way. And that is what we want to celebrate, especially in this Easter week, the octave days. Why eight? Because the eighth day, as it were, in each of these series, is a day that comes and has no sunset. Our Lord died once, he rose from the dead, he will never die again, and it makes possible, as it were, our being able to walk in his footsteps, to already anticipate the joys of heaven, especially when we receive a worthy and holy communion, and be ready, as it were, for that moment, that he will, at the end of the time, raise us from the dead who have walked into the glory and the joys of heaven, we who have walked faithfully in his footsteps. It's something we need to reflect upon. St. Paul points out to the Corinthians, and he pointed out to so many of his other converts, it does make a difference if we are baptized. It does make a difference if we strive always to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to share in his life. He who came to share in our life made it possible for us to share in the divine life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Reflecting upon these things, we will find that despite all the difficulties in becoming a saint are almost nothing compared to the difficulties of accomplishing other things in this life, which will not guarantee us one bit of heaven. One of the wonderful things Cardinal Newman points out about following of Jesus is it makes possible happiness. Happiness, he tells us, especially happiness in heaven, is impossible without being preceded by holiness. The holiness that we wish, as it were, to make our own is precisely the holiness of Jesus living this life. Yes, simply, humbly, in our midst. Yes, and willing, as it were, to accept all of the rebuffs of so many times of so much misunderstanding, the fears of the apostles that they will never see him again, and at the same time curious to know what was indeed happening. And so there's one thing we seldom reflect upon, but it occurred very close to the death of our Lord on the cross when he saw his mother and the beloved disciple. Who is the beloved disciple? People say St. John, that's true. St. John represents me, represents you, represents all of us. Our Lord said, addressing his mother in a polite form, on that of the nobility, woman, behold your son. And then he turned, and normally he would have said, behold me. And instead he said, the child of Mary is John, the beloved disciple, the one who was standing, as it were, next to Our Lady, supported by her, not the other way around, in order, as it were, to be faithful unto the end. And then he too addressed the son, son, behold your mother. What our Lord wanted St. John to do is exactly what St. John did. He took her into his home. He took her not only simply to the exterior construction that we call home or house, but that which it contains, the person that loves Jesus. Into my heart, in Hebrew would have indicated into me, as a kind of part of me. It makes it possible, as it were, to be one with you, Jesus, to be united to you, and to look forward to so stupendous hope that you have promised and guaranteed, not just promised, but guaranteed to all of us, that if we follow him worthily, yes, we will die, but just as he died, right, in ransoming us, in breaking the power of Satan, we will have a support support to in our belief, our support, in our hope, to continue, as it were, first of all, doing those things that draw us closer to Jesus, that increase our holiness and virtue, and our willingness to, as the word, labor for the salvation of others. Finally, as a special way of professing our faith on Easter Sunday, we have, as it were, a renewal of our baptismal vows, as we went down into death in our baptism with Jesus. And now, in a certain spiritual sense, we've already come up out of the place. And we know, as it were, that we are faithful to Jesus, we will never, as it were, go down into that place again. More than that, as it were, our Lord wants us to join him, in repudiating entirely the evils of the devil, just as our Lord did at the beginning of his ministry, in that terrible temptation from the devil, that dispute, as it were, between a good theologian and a bad theologian, our Lord and the prince of this world. Our Lord won there, he won here at the end, except at the end, as it were, the victory has also includes us. Let us, as it were, strive always, as it were, to prepare ourselves for the things of heaven, the things that still await us. We will never be disappointed when we join the company once and forever of Jesus and Mary and all the saints of heaven. Praise Jesus and Mary.